Hi there, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
You're the world champion! You're the triple world champion, Sebastian Vettel!
Can I do it, Donna?
Bonus will not be required, thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hi, I'm Mark Webber, and you're listening to the 2013 Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast. We're in historic Suzuka. This figure of eight track has given us more drama and excitement than almost any other over the years and has some iconic corners, including the famous 130R. Ask any driver to nominate their favourite circuit and Suzuka will almost certainly feature alongside Spa-Francorchamps at the head of the list. Designed as a test track for Honda by John Hugenholtz, Suzuka features all the elements that make a truly great F1 circuit. Rapid changes of direction, technical complexes that test the reflexes, and fast, sweeping, flat-out corners that push a driver's nerve to the limit. Coming up on this podcast, we'll speak to Seb and Mark about their races here today. We speak to Christian Horner and Sebastian Buemi, plus get an insight into the F1 garage with our senior garage technician, Nigel Hope. First, we mentioned that this track is a favourite amongst drivers. Katie went to speak to David Coulthard to find out why.
So David, we're having a quick chat pre-race. Everyone always talks about Suzuka and the drivers say it's one of their favourite circuits. A lot of the teams like coming here as well. They love the atmosphere. What do you think it is that makes Suzuka so special?
I think it's a history. This track was built in 1962, so I think 11 world championships have been decided here. No one in this paddock has sort of stumbled into Formula 1 as a career. They've at least watched it at some point, and if you're a driver, you've probably watched, you know, many races before you ever made it into Formula 1. So that sense of this being part of the history of the sport, the drivers as well, you just needed to listen to them after qualifying yesterday. They were all going, this was a, you know, an absolute golden moment in Formula 1. It was a headwind through the first sector. They were all saying their cars were perfect. And of course, there's a relative speed difference between the quickest car, which obviously here is the Red Bull, and the slowest car on the back of the grid. But in terms of balance, that's what a driver's always looking for. And if you have a balance, you just feel alive above 100 miles an hour, and there are several corners here above 100 miles an hour.
And coming here as a former Formula One driver yourself, do you miss it when you're here?
The challenge of this track is just amazing. So Suzuka, Spa, Monaco, they're the three racetracks that I get a little tingle, and I don't miss it enough to imagine I could be back out there. Of course not, but I remember that feeling. I remember that breath as you went into turn one, and it was really difficult to breathe again until you came out of the hairpin, because you were just up against so much G force attacking the body and the concentration. It's a narrow track and it's just an absolute adrenaline rush.
And the fans here are quite special as well. They cheer our team when they seem to do anything. What do you find walking around the circuit with the fans?
In Italy, you have a wide spread of fans, from young children to great grandparents, but they come in, watch the event and then leave. Here, you have the same spread, but they're here first thing in the morning and well into the night. They're watching the mechanics work on the cars from a distance. You know, it shows their passion. It shows that the movie that they want to watch, or the spectacle they want to see, is not just about the 2 hours on Sunday.
And what's your favourite personal thing about Japan?
I like the cultural difference. I like how respectful people are and disciplined. I like the fact that when you're in major cities like Tokyo, despite standing out from the crowd, nobody bothers you, you know. And Tokyo is actually a few hours from here, so there's not that same sort of recognition for sports people, especially international sports people, that there would be in some other countries.
And we've had to talk to you pre-race, because I know you're having to zoom off after the race. What's your plans?
I'm straight to Haneda Airport tonight. I'm on the first flight in the morning to Hong Kong. We have an Infinity event in Hong Kong on Monday, and then I get on the flight Monday night back to London. I have another event in the UK on Tuesday. I'll then meet with my parents, who are going to be down in London, spend dinner in the evening with them, and then back home to see my family.
Okay, well, nice to chat to you, and we'll see you in India.
Thank you very much.
On to the race here now, and our drivers made it an Infinity Red Bull Racing 1-2 this afternoon here in Suzuka, with Mark following race winner Sebastian over the finish line. Seb's victory puts him a full 90 points clear at the top of the Drivers' Championship table, with 297 to second place Fernando Alonso's 207 total, while Mark sits in fifth position on 148 points. Coming home behind our drivers were Roman Grosjean, Alonso, Kimi Raikkonen, Nico Hülkenberg, Rosberg, Esteban Gutierrez, Nico Rosberg, Jenson Button and Felipe Massa to complete the top 10. It's Sebastian's ninth win of the season, his fourth win in 5 years here at Suzuka. Here he is after the race.
Fantastic, obviously, very rewarding win today, great feeling. A horrible start, to be honest. I spoke to the team before the race. We had a strategy meeting. I spoke to, you know, my engineers in particular about the strategy, and I think we learned a lot in 2011 where we were keen on, you know, staying in front, pitted early and ran into trouble later on in the race. So obviously after the poor start, we found ourselves sitting in third. We tried to then go longer than the other people in the first stint already, taking into account that we lapped slower at the time, staying out longer in the second stint. So once I came out of the pits for the final stint, I had fresh tyres. I had unbelievable traction when I managed to get past Romain. And after that, the only threat really was Marc, who got stuck a little bit behind Romain. And we could manage the gap until the end of the race. To be honest, next week I'm fairly happy to get back. Obviously, we've been out now for Korea and Japan, so I'm looking forward to just be home, relax a little bit, and before we go out to India, a circuit that I like, a country that is very, very impressive every time we go there. So I'm looking forward to the race and not really thinking about where we have to finish, where other people have to finish, what we have to do to win the championship. I love what I do, and we try our best in India.
Marc followed Seb over the line to claim the second step on the podium. Here he is after the race. He starts by talking about Grosjean's incredible start.
Yeah, he said that he dropped the clutch and the car just was like a dragster. You know, it left the grid like a rocket ship, and Sebastian and I had the reverse lights on, you know. Obviously, then we're on the back foot a little bit against Roman. We wanted to race him, wanted to put pressure on him for the win. Obviously, then Sebastian was doing his own thing on a different strategy. You know, it worked out pretty similar in the end. We got past Roman, but when you're in the middle, the meat and the sandwich, you're trying to beat one, but the other one is doing something different. In the end, I did my best. It was a good Grand Prix, different strategy. Maybe not the most exciting race, but in the end, good result for the team.
Well done, boys. It's been two races back-to-back for the team, which involves a great deal of work. Katie went to speak to our senior garage technician, Nigel Hope, to get an insight into our garage construction.
Okay, I'm here with Nigel Hope. Nigel, just tell us what your job is with the team.
Senior garage technician at Red Bull Racing.
And what does that mean?
Basically, I'm in charge of all the setups and the pack downs when we go to all the events, and also the logistics side of it around Europe.
And we often see the Red Bull Racing garage on the TV, especially with music blaring out of it before the race. Just explain the garage to our listeners.
You've got the main garage out the front, which everybody sees on television at the weekend, but that's mainly the tip of the iceberg. That's slightly the focal point for all the people that work in the factory and everything else. Behind that, there's obviously the factory support, but in the garage themselves, there's different areas for different departments to work: gearbox, hydraulics, the tyre men, IT.
So it's a bit like a rabbit warren, is it, with all different sections laid out?
It can be, yeah. Sometimes it's easier to keep it simple, but each department does need to be cornered off. We bring a lot of composites equipment to each race, so generally they have the biggest area, and then everybody else fights for the space after that.
So there must be quite a lot of planning that goes into building each garage.
Yeah, believe it or not, we do actually have a software package that we use back at the factory, and we put in the dimensions of the garage that we get from FOM, and then we work out who's going to have what, and then we build it when we get here. That's generally done by Gerard O'Reilly, who's our team coordinator. He normally makes a plan, and then it's my job to change it to make it fit.
And what's the hardest bit of the garage to build?
It's quite good, this garage. I've worked at a few other teams, and it's we use 1 metre panels, which have supports and legs and struts, which is quite easy to manoeuvre. But the main part of the garage is all modular. There's a frame which the pods that go over the top of the car sit on, and then each little section breaks into two, and they just slot in place. The garage, actually, for the size of it, actually goes up remarkably quick.
And how many people would it take over what time to build?
On a set of day, there's between 10 and 17 people, and basically what we do is we prioritise some people start on the main garage, I start on the panelling.
So you get your hands dirty, not just directing from the front?
Yeah, I like to get my hands dirty. I'm a bit hands-on, always have been.
Okay, what's the best bit of your job?
It's working with the guys, really. It's a young team, vibrant, full of humour and sarcasm. But no, I enjoy working for the teams. Getting the garage set up quick and letting the boys get on with the cars is very fulfilling. And also at the minute we're packing down pretty rapid at the end of races, which means that at the minute we're winning races, so the guys get into the bar quicker to have a couple of celebratory beers.
And I'm sure there can't be that many bad bits, but if you had to choose the worst bit, what would it be?
There aren't any really bad bits. Obviously the past two races we've had two car fires, which is very rare, which then breaks up the dynamic of the pack up and it makes it a little bit slower, which is a little bit frustrating because the boys have got to deal with a damaged car. But other than that, I don't think there's anything disappointing about his team. It's all pretty positive.
And then four more races after this one. We've got India, Abu Dhabi, Austin and Brazil. Which is your favourite place for and why?
I'm looking forward to Texas because I've never been, because last year I took a break and ran the show car side of things back at the factory. So I'm looking forward to Texas because I've heard some great stories. I've always liked Brazil. Don't mind India at all. I think it's a great place to go. And Abu Dhabi is fantastic. I've got a lot of friends out there that I get a chance to see. I only see once a year when I go there. So, and I haven't seen them for a year because obviously I was doing the show car last year. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So basically all of them.
Yeah.
Alright, thanks very much and good luck today.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you too.
As we've said, this track is a favourite amongst drivers here in Suzuka. Richard went to speak to our reserve driver, Sebastian Buemi, after the race.
Right, so I'm joined with Sebastian Buemi after the Suzuka Grand Prix. Sebastian, how did you find the race?
Yeah, obviously really good. You know, when you finish first and second, you can't be happier than that. And, you know, we are closing on the championship. So I'm really, really happy with this result. It has been a very difficult race, you know, because we didn't have a good start at all. You know, we lost many positions and Vettel had a small contact with Hamilton, which damaged slightly the front wing. So at the end of the day, to win the race and finish second, you know, is a great result.
It is a fantastic result for the team and it makes the next couple of races very interesting. But we've been in Japan now for a couple of days and it's just been a completely different scene. What makes Suzuka so spectacular?
Obviously, the circuit is fantastic. Very quick circuit with a lot of fantastic corners. Very tricky for the drivers. We've seen a lot of people going off the track during the practices and, you know, the fans are just amazing. They are there on a Thursday already. They stay late in the evening. They are really true fans and it's just amazing when you see so many people happy to see Formula 1 and with a nice circuit like this, good weather like we had today, you know, you can't have a better race.
We've seen fans who've been wearing like giant Red Bull cans and also with RB9 hats, and would you say these are the best fans in the Formula 1 calendar?
I think the craziest fan, definitely, you know, because they come up with some stuff that they prepared already a year ago. It's just amazing to see those kind of things that you said. So obviously I think they are really into it and they like to show it, and you know, for the drivers it's very nice to see that they know so much about motorsport. You know, I think we come here now for the 25th time and you really see that there is a history on this circuit.
Japan is always infamous for its lucky charms and a lot of fans always keep emailing us asking if drivers have superstitions or rituals or any lucky charms that they take with them in the car. Do you have any lucky charms?
Maybe the only thing I can say is that I always jump in and out of the car from the left side. I never get in or out from the right side, so always from the left side. That's maybe the only really big thing I have.
And do you know of any of the other drivers in the team who have any lucky charms?
I think Vettel had something with a little pig that he used to keep in his shoe or somewhere in the pocket. You should ask him, but something like that.
I will make sure we catch up with him and ask him about that one. We always get a full lap review from you, so could you give us an overview of a lap here at Suzuka?
Yes, okay, so the start and finish straight line, you know, very long. DRS is possible there, and then you go into the first sector with a very quick right-hand corner. Difficult to overtake there because it's very quick. You enter it with flat-out speed, 300 kph, and then you are really in the first sector with a lot of very quick S's. And just, you know, before you finish the first sector, you have a very quick right-hand corner, which is called the Dengner 1 and 2. And I would say that the second sector is very tricky with those two corners plus the very small hairpin. We've seen some good overtaking there. And then you already arrive in the last sector, very high speed sector. You know, it's only 18 seconds and you've got to have low wings level. You've got to be quick on the straight if you want to be competitive there. And the last chicane, you know, a very difficult chicane where it's very easy to lock the wheels. Good opportunities there to pass, and then that's already it for the track. But amazing, you know, a combination of corner in the first sector.
Excellent. Thank you very much. very much. From here, we head off to a back-to-back with India and Abu Dhabi. For all the fans coming down, what can they expect at those Grand Prix?
Obviously, our objective will be to become world champion there. And, you know, this is really important for us because we want to concentrate as early as possible on the 2014 car. It's going to be a big change in terms of regulation. So we are looking forward, you know, to nail those championships early and then really focus on next year. However, you know, we will still give our maximum. And, you know, India and Abu Dhabi are quite new circuits. So, you know, we never know really what can happen there. We've got a bit of experience, but it's not like here where we came 25 times. So we still have to learn from those two tracks.
Excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. And we'll catch up with you at the next couple of races.
Thank you.
It's not just racing drivers that love this place. We caught up with a few key team members to find out what they like about the race here in Japan.
Hi, my name's Jonathan Wheatley. I'm the team manager here at Infinity Red Bull Racing. And my favourite experience was driving in and seeing this such an enthusiastic crowd here at this event. It really is an extraordinary support base that you get here in Japan.
Hi, my name's Kerry Arnold. I'm the hospitality manager at the team. And my favourite experience here at the Japanese Grand Prix has been walking down the whole length of the main grandstand and showing the fans our winning trophies. Amazing.
What's up? This is DJ E-Rock here, resident DJ for the Red Bull Racing team. Japan, you gotta love it. Great food, good fans, and a 1-2.
Hi, my name is Barbara. I'm the senior press officer for the team. And my favorite Japanese experience was earlier this week when I was popping into a shop looking for something, and a very kind Japanese lady walked me across the whole shop and helped me find what I needed. It just proves that these people are just really genuinely nice and friendly, and it's been a really brilliant week.
Hi, I'm Nigel Hope. I'm the senior garage technician here at Red Bull Racing. We've had a really difficult week here in Japan, but for sure the results today reflects the hard work the boys have done. It's been a difficult week and the overall experience has been fantastic. 1-2 today is just amazing.
Well, that's almost it for this edition of the podcast. It's been a massive week for our team principal, Christian Horner. Katie went to speak to him after the race.
Christian, we're at the end of a two-week stint, which has been quite an eventful one for you.
It's been a big couple of weeks. So two race wins, a 1-2 finish, and a new baby. So,
which was the biggest highlight?
Oh, for sure, the baby. So she watched her first Grand Prix today, and it was a 1-2 finish, so a great start.
She's obviously a good luck charm for you.
Hopefully, I'm looking forward to meeting her, so I'm leaving here very shortly to get back to the UK as quickly as I can.
Okay, so just quickly on the baby, I know obviously we're going to talk about the race, but can you just talk us through what happened? Because I think it was all a bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
Well, it just goes to show in life that whatever you plan and think you have under control, you know, nature can always throw up a curveball, and the baby was due to happen tomorrow, and she decided to come 5 days early. So I was in Tokyo en route to Suzuka, and I got a phone call from Beverly to say, you better come back quick, because I'm going to have the baby tomorrow or the day after. So I was just looking into flights, and she rang back and said, don't bother with the flight, it's coming in an hour. So, and literally 2 hours later, the baby arrives, thankfully, safely and healthily, and both mother and Olivia are doing well.
Oh, well, safe journey home as well, and look forward to meeting her. And then back to today's race, that was quite an eventful one too. Just talk us through what happened.
Well, it was a massive race for us. I mean, unfortunately, both cars didn't have great starts. Sebastian got snagged at the start by Lewis, which resulted in a puncture for him. And then it was a question of settling into the race. Grosjean in the lead, you know, Mark putting him under pressure, but that first stint dictated the strategy. Mark went through the soft tyres pretty quickly, which put a two-stop under an awful lot of pressure for us. So we decided in the middle stint to adopt a three-stop strategy with Mark. He effectively had clear that he could run in with no traffic, and that was his best chance to attack Grosjean and potentially win the race. Sebastian did the opposite. He was able to make the tyres last longer and went very long at the first stint. He was able to go much longer at the second stint, and then that gave him fresh tyres for the last stint, which he used to great effect to immediately pass Grosjean and then build up a lead. Mark, by the time he pitted for that last set of soft tyres, came out behind Grosjean and then got caught up behind him for four or five laps. Eventually found a way past, but by which point Sebastian Sebastian was 8 seconds up the road. So, you know, the result was two different strategies, but both managed to navigate their way past, you know, Roman and achieve a fantastic 1-2 finish for the team.
And then looking back to Japan as well, are you a fan of the country?
I love it in Japan. I think it's, you know, the enthusiasm for the fans and the crowd are unbelievable, and it's really special to come and race here, and the great reception that we have. And on top of that, the circuit is amazing. It's the first time I've been out of the pit lane in 9 years. This weekend I ran the circuit on Friday evening, and the undulations and the corners that are here, you can see why the drivers enjoy it so much.
What's your favourite thing about Japan?
Well, it's not the food.
Love the food. Sushi.
I hate sushi, but the beef is very good. Yeah. I think it's just the politeness and respectfulness of the people here. They are absolutely amazing, and the reception we get, not just Red Bull Racing but all of the teams, is mind-blowing.
Okay, well, we'll let you get back to see your daughter and we'll catch up with you in India.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Christian. We look forward to our first interview with Olivia. That's it for this edition of the podcast. Remember, you can keep in touch with the team and see all the latest news, photos and videos at redbullracing.com. Thanks once again to Red Bull Records for some of the tunes you've heard this week. We've had music from Five Knives and Itch, and we leave you now with one of the big tunes from the garage here in Japan, AWOL Nation and Sail. It's all to play for in India. Until then, take care.